is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Lithium, a.k.a. white gold. Lithium is around the world, but right now it concentrates on those seeking to develop it for the electric vehicle market immediately and in the future. I welcome this report from oilprice.com. While Europe and North America have been investing in a diversified renewable energy portfolio, China has been investing heavily in metals and minerals, particularly lithium. China is leading the world in lithium production, a vital component in rechargeable batteries for a variety of electronics and EVs. As several governments worldwide set plans for a ban on the sale of internal combustion engines, sales are expected to soar over the next decade of EVs, and China is well prepared. So, as to countries across Europe and North America gradually expand their lithium operations, will they be able to catch up with China and reduce reliance on the Asian megapower, which is now understood as a hostile power by NATO? I welcome Steve Hansen. Steve is my guide on matters of lithium because he's involved in that pursuit of lithium in North America. Steve is the guru and founder and president of Acme Lithium Incorporated. It's traded in U.S. as ACLHF and in Canada as Acme, A-C-M-E. We go to the question of this pursuit in winter and summer all the time. Steve, a very good evening to you. Thank you. The pursuit is on. I will call it the Gold Rush Lithium style. You're working in Manitoba. It's very romantic to me. I've never been there. Is the snow down and working in Manitoba? What have you found? Good evening to you, Steve.
Good evening, John. A pleasure to be with you again. And very interesting time going on in the world with what's happening with resource development, and in particular, as you mentioned, with China and now in North America. The snow is down in central Canada, but it doesn't stop us. We've had our boots on and are actively developing our projects in Manitoba and also in Nevada, where it's a little sunnier skies. So we've been very busy again, it's interesting times in this particular sector. And as you call it, there's a massive global rush going on due to unprecedented demand for this incredible commodity that's changing the future of our world.
The comment by Simon Clark, the CEO of American Lithium, I just think the Chinese you have to take your hat off. They've played a great game. For decades, they've been locking up some of the best assets across the world and quietly going about their business, developing knowledge on building lithium-ion technology, soup to nuts. And we've been very slow to react to that. Are we speeding up? You see everything, Steve. Are we speeding up in the manufacturing, in the governmental level, the enhancing of exploration, and in the mapping? Is that all accelerating?
Well, the good news is it is. And finally, the government of the U.S. and Canada and Europe, for that matter, are finally recognizing that we need battery metals. We need lithium to drive this incredible new economy for hybrids, electric vehicles, for our power tools, for our cell phones and laptops. We take it for granted that the lithium batteries are going to be there. And in fact, this commodity is found in only a handful of countries. Many of us had no idea that lithium is produced in Chile, Argentina, China, and Australia. Only a handful of countries produce it. And in fact, from a processing standpoint, China processes 80% of the world's lithium. So what are we going to do here in North America and in Europe? Well, we need to rapidly invest and have policy that ensures we secure a domestic supply. This is of economic security and national security. So it's all great that Ford and GM and the main auto manufacturers and Tesla are investing tens of billions of dollars into these divisions, but we need these core commodities to drive the supply chain. And that's where a company like Acme Lithium Company comes in. We have a world-class portfolio of projects, two in Nevada and a group of projects in southeastern Manitoba. And we're very excited for the upcoming work that we're going to do over the course of this winter.
Let's be geeky here, Steve. The Winnipeg River Valley, the pegmatite region. What does that mean? And you're mapping it. How do you map it?
So lithium is found in a number of ways. It's found in brine, in salt water, deep under the ground. It's found in clays, and then it's also found in hard rock. And the host rock that holds lithium is called pegmatite. And it's actually known in this region of Manitoba where there's massive fields of pegmatite. And so the only existing production of lithium in Canada actually is at a pegmatite mine, lithium found in spodumene called the Tanco mine. And in fact, it was bought by a very, very large Chinese company a number of years ago and is currently in operation. And in fact, that lithium ore is being shipped across Canada to Vancouver, being put on freighters, shipped to China, and then it's being processed in China. So the only lithium production in Canada is in fact making its way to China. We are their southwest neighbor. We're about a mile south of the Tanco mine with our projects, and we're about to commence this winter a major drilling program to hopefully make a discovery of economic grade lithium.
And doing the mapping, you're laying out the scale of this. Is this going on all across Canada looking for pegmatite, or have you got it all in Manitoba?
No, in fact, there are known pegmatites in the province of Quebec, in northern Ontario, in Manitoba, and there are a number of companies that are actively exploring and developing known deposits. So the good news is we have lithium in North America. The key here for us is to accelerate work on these assets. Again, there's known lithium resources throughout the United States and throughout Canada. And the key here is for us to invest and get all stakeholders involved and make sure that at the federal level, the state level, and the community level that we're behind these projects. We're building battery factories, John, you know, in Canada, the United States. We need to make sure we've got domestic supply of lithium to make sure that those battery factories can supply this market.
Geopolitically, what's going on, Steve, I mentioned at the top, is that China is now seen as an adversary by the NATO nations involved in the war in Ukraine. In fact, all of Eurasia now is a suspect battle zone. Has that changed in any fashion the governmental opinion of your work in Canada? Is Ottawa, or in the United States, is Washington more disposed for to provide administrative help for accelerating lithium manufacturing?
Well, it's been defined. Lithium now has been defined by both the U.S. government and Canadian government as what's called a critical mineral. And what that means is that assets in Canada and the U.S. will not be sold to certain foreign jurisdictions. That may not be the case for allies. We may see some of the largest mining companies in the world or auto manufacturers or technology companies invest and joint venture and collaborate here in North America. But again, that's the allies that we're going to see. There absolutely is movement by our governments in North America to ensure that these assets do not get into foreign hands that are not our allies. China has done things very well. In fact, they've done a phenomenal job in building up their industry. And my hat's off to them and what they've accomplished over the last few decades. They've always stated their philosophy is that it's an economic war, not a military war. And they've invested a great amount of resources in processing and in technology. And so we have to do the same. We have to invest in infrastructure. We have to invest in processing, and we have to invest in extraction. And that ultimately will create jobs. It'll create economic benefit. And it's important that we do this. And so ACME hopes to be one of the components of the supply chain here as we build this business.
Steve Hansen is president, founder, and CEO of ACME Lithium. The website, easy enough, acmelithium.com. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.